This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on the show in January 23rd. 2018, and I told you that time I felt the stock was undervalued, that some of the things they were doing behind the scenes didn't catch up to the stock price. Well, the stock's moved up about a dollar since then. At that time, I told you the stock was a buy at 330, and now it's up to 430. We're talking about no other than Pressure Bioscience, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. I still think they're even undervalued here at 430. To talk about his company and some things that have been going on behind the scenes is the CEO with us today, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thanks. Always glad to be here.
You know, give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
We're a life science tools company. That means we make instruments and associated consumables that we sell into the life sciences. Primarily into the biotechnology research laboratories and now manufacturing laboratories around the world. So we have customers in pretty much all continents throughout the world where you'd expect it, and we have about 300 instruments already placed. These instruments use super high pressure. They basically are a pressure chamber that sits on a laboratory bench, a very safe way to generate pressures that go between a couple of thousand pounds per square inch all the way up to, believe it or not, 90,000 pounds per square inch.
Wow.
We have one instrument, the main flagship instrument, goes from a couple of thousand PSI all the way up to 45,000. And this is the instrument that is primarily there for generating the revenue that we have to date and the over 100 publications from scientists all over the world that talk about how high pressure can be used to break open cells and release in a very consistent, a very high quality manner, all those great biomolecules, the DNA, RNA, protein, lipids that we study to come up with the next drug, the next cure. So we do it by using pulses of pressure. We turn pressure on and off in a pressure chamber in the instrument. Our competitors out there are doing the methods I did when I was in the lab 30 years ago, just breaking up using mechanical means, taking the cell that you want to open up and just beating it up until it opens. And there's a lot of advantages to controlling how you open the cell rather than just beating it up.
You know, recently you guys had a conference, if you will. You had all your, had a lot of open, it was open to the investors. You had most of your entire team on there. And you at that time, you discussed the new software and other features found on your flagship instrument, the BioRecycler 2320 Extreme. Can you bring us up to date what's going on with that and the sales and what you guys have accomplished in the last 3 months?
You know, Everett, you bring up a good point. I'm glad you did. We did have a conference call on December 20th, and this conference call was recorded, and it's on our website, pressurebiosciences.com. Go to the investor section, and you'll be able to listen to it. Your listeners will be able to listen to this conference call. This is the first time I've ever done that. We had all four of my other officers on the call, and I had my chairman of the board on the call, and we went over the year. We went over the amazing accomplishments that my team put together over the last 12 months or so, and we did talk about. We talked about the new instrument, the BioRecycler 2320 Extreme. This is the instrument that goes to 45,000 pounds per square inch, but it's completely computerized. The previous instrument, which is the only one we sold before this one, was run by a microprocessor. It had limited number of things that you could do with it, and it had no output. You couldn't download what happened, so you couldn't use it for anything where FDA was going to be wanting to look at data. The new instrument has unlimited input and unlimited output as a USB port. It has so many more bells and whistles that are advantages to the scientist that's using it. So they're now able to use it in many more ways. They can use it in the manufacturing of a drug, where in all aspects of the manufacture, where you're doing certain things inside the instrument to the drug, maybe it's quality control, and you want to keep a record, a written record, you can download that right from the instrument. Could never do that before. You'd have to write it down, and that would be unacceptable under good manufacturing practices. So We've had a lot of good feedback in the year that we had this new instrument out. We've won several awards, as you know, been nominated for the number one award in the world in innovation, the R&D 100 award last year. So we're very happy with it. But most important, customers who have one instrument before or two, and some of these are big multi-billion dollar companies, have now bought three or four of the instrument because now they can use it in different places in their facility, in their laboratory, because it can do an unlimited number of algorithms up front. But most important, you can download exactly what you did. So if you brought it to a certain pressure for a certain period of time at a certain temperature in order to be part of a quality control package to make sure that the compound is exactly what you think it is, you now have a record of that, which you never had before, a record that can be downloaded. So it's been well accepted, and we're looking forward to certainly some record sales of this instrument in 2018.
You've been listening to Rick Schumacher. He's the CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc., trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. Take a look at him. You know, on February 14th, you guys announced that you did a collaboration with ISS, Inc., to integrate the PBO hub and automate some high-pressure instruments with their high-pressure optical cell. Can you tell me how that collaboration's going?
You know, it started out great. We had a meeting the following week, and we were there together with them in separate exhibit booths, but we sent people to each other's booths. ISS has been around for about 30 years. They're a worldwide leading provider of high-pressure, what we call optical cell systems, and these can be interfaced directly into the spectrophotometers that ISS sells. So they sell spectrophotometers. We sell pressure generating instruments. They have a cell in which you can look at how reactions happen. You can actually see how these reactions are happening in the cell. This cell uses high pressure. They don't sell a high pressure system, so they suggest that customers go to other high pressure companies to get their high pressure systems. Most of these systems can't, in my opinion, can't hold a candle to what we have. We have a 21st century high pressure system. We have a system that can go to super high pressures, can be turned on and off very, very quickly. So we knew about ISS, they knew about us. We've known about them for several years. We've been talking. We decided to ink a collaboration agreement. They're now suggesting that when you buy the ISS spectrophotometer and the ISS pressure cell, and you need a pressure system to generate the pressure to run the reactions in the cell, and then they'll read them in their spectrophotometer, the instrument they sell. They're suggesting that they use our system, our what we call hub, HUB system. And we're suggesting if you want to buy a pressure cell, which now we distribute their pressure cell for them, we're a non-exclusive distributor of that cell. If you want to buy the pressure cell and our pressure system, we are suggesting use their spectrophotometers to do the reading. And so it's a great relationship because both ends of it, the reading of the spectrophotometer they make, the pressure equipment we make, and the cell, we work together on it. And so it's been working out very well. It's only a month old. It's not even a month old. But we had a great meeting, what's called the Biophysical Society meeting. We had a great meeting in San Francisco the week after this announcement. And we got a number of leads, and our new sales team is now following up on those leads.
You know, I want to talk about your new sales team. But before we talk about that, I just want to kind of bring up to date to my listeners out there the acquisition you guys acquired, Barofold. And then at the last time we talked, I think it was in the, like I said, the 23rd of January, you said, Everett, I'm going from one salesperson to five salespeople. I want to know how that's going. But more importantly, there seems to be a disconnect of all the great things and technology you guys are doing. It doesn't add up to your stock price. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, you have three things. Barofold, we acquired. Barofold was once a very highly regarded, high-pressure company out of Boulder, Colorado.
Absolutely.
It ran into some problems, and we acquired all of their assets, which were primarily all of their patents. So we acquired in December 8 new patents that are in areas that we didn't have patents in the high pressure areas. So very excited about that. And we bought them very inexpensively, I might say, mainly because they're willing to take the majority of the purchase price in stock,
right?
Because we believe that they believe that the stock is a good way for them to get back some of the money they put into that company. So very, very happy with that. And as we hopefully talk again several times this year, we can talk about the about how Bearfold, we think, later this year will start adding to the revenue base of our company. You also talked about our salespeople. Yes, we've gone from one, for 9 years, we've had one salesperson. And we've gone from a small company of just selling a few instruments to a company that now has 300 instruments placed, doing $2 million in sales.
Wow.
We can't do that with just one person.
No.
And so we've hired four additional people, Everett. We now have four additional salespeople, and these are people in the field. We've divided the country up into four segments, and we have the fourth just accepted the job last week, and he'll be starting on 1st of April. And so now all four of our slots are filled. Three of the guys have been trained. The fourth person is going to be trained. And very excited about it because we're going from one person working out of her house, trying to really shepherd orders through to get them to purchase orders, to where we now have four people in the field visiting potential customers, visiting existing customers, feeding back to our director of sales, Roxana, all the information. So we think this is going to have a significant impact on the company in 2018. You mentioned something about the disconnect. It gets frustrating to a guy like me. This company is, I'm very proud of my team. We've had a number of major accomplishments. We have gotten patents on a new technology, which maybe we can talk about in a later interview, called Ultra Shear Technology. We've mentioned it in previous interviews. We have the Bearfold purchase. We have the brand new instrument. We have the new sales team. Our sales every year for the last 3 or 4 years have continued to go up over the previous year, and almost every quarter goes up over the same quarter previous year. All of these good things are going on, and the stock is selling at about a fifth of where it was 2 years ago and about a half of where it was a year ago. So, yes, it can get a little frustrating, but we appreciate guys like you who we think understand the market, understand small companies, and help us get the word out. So hopefully investors will look at this company, and hopefully they'll see what you and many other people are beginning to see, which is a company with a tremendous potential, tremendous access to a new customer base, and yet its price, in our opinion, has not caught up to what we've been doing for the last year.
Rick, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you. You and I have known each other for a few years. And
yes.
Your company continues to grow. You continue to do great things out there. So I think, I know this interview is about Pressure Biosciences, but, Everett Jolly and what you're doing with Uptick is just fantastic. And guys like us depend on guys like you to get the message out there. So I think we've talked a lot about us, and I think a little bit, someday maybe I'll interview you because you deserve that.
Well, Rick, I always appreciate you coming on my show. It's always a pleasure. And like I said, I think you're undervalued even at 430 here with a market cap just a little bit north of $4 million. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40, 50 days. Give us an update, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.